From the newsroom at news.com.au.
An Aussie TV star collapses on set. The blame game continues following a terror attack. And this year's I'm a Celeb contestants revealed. All of that is coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Monday, the 25th of March. All right, we'll start overseas. And US Vice President Kamala Harris has rejected Vladimir Putin's claim that Ukraine was involved in that shocking terror attack in Moscow over the weekend. At least 137 people, including three children, were killed when gunmen stormed a concert hall and opened fire before setting the building alight.
Vladimir Putin is already trying to link this to Ukraine and say that Ukraine is responsible. Does the U.S. have any evidence to back that up?
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Back home now, when 19 people were arrested during a pro-Palestine rally at one of Australia's biggest ports last night. A crowd gathered at Port Botany in New South Wales to protest the arrival of a boat owned by the Israeli shipping company Zim. Australian Greens deputy leader and Senator Maureen Faruqi was among the protesters. To showbiz now, well, Marsha Hines collapsed in her dressing room before the live episode of Australian Idol last night and had to be taken to hospital. Here's how it was addressed on the show.
Unfortunately, Marsha is unwell and unable to join us tonight.
Sorry. That's a real downplay. She was taken out of here in an ambulance, just so everyone knows. She's fine, she's well, but she didn't just ring up with a headache.
Yes, yeah.
She went down.
She did.
Late last night, Marsha posted on Instagram. She wrote, "It's been a big few days of work and I was feeling a little unwell. I'm resting up now so I can be back with you all tomorrow night." And also in TV news, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here kicked off on Channel 10 last night. Among this year's cast is trainer Michelle Bridges, comedian Stephen K. Amos, David Warner's wife Candace, ex-Studio 10 co-host Tristan McManus, and Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, well, in Formula One, Carlos Sainz won the Grand Prix in Melbourne yesterday, a pretty remarkable feat given he had surgery for appendicitis just 2 weeks ago. Here's what he had to say after the race.
Yeah, it just shows how beautiful is life in that sense, you know, what a roller coaster, but life is good sometimes.
Ferrari finished first and second in the race, with fans partying throughout the night on Lygon Street in Melbourne. And finally, a big congratulations to Aussie sporting couple Mitchell Stark and Alyssa Healy. They settled on their purchase of a $24 million mansion in northern Sydney over the weekend. Who knew cricket paid so well? The property features equestrian facilities, an American-style barn, a pool, a tennis court, and a 13-car garage. Wow. You are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom
wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.